You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne physician Tilman Ruff was the founding chairman of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, or ICAN, back in 2007. A decade later, the group would win the Nobel Peace Prize for its work in drawing attention to both the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons and the need for a treaty to prohibit such weapons. That year, in 2017, a treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons was reached in the United Nations. But now Professor Ruff is expressing deep concern as the United States threatens to walk away from an earlier critical US treaty with the former Soviet Union, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty.
The Russians have certainly indicated that they haven't exhausted the options, that there is still room to talk. But to walk away from a crucial disarmament agreement, in one fell swoop, essentially without really seeking to sustain it, is really a very not quite unprecedented move since the US left the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty in 2001. But it's really a step that's unraveling, the limited but really crucial arms control agreements we have between those states that between them have more than 90% of the world's nuclear weapons.
Three decades ago, in 1987, then US President Ronald Reagan signed the heralded treaty with the president of what was then the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev. But now US President Donald Trump has flagged his intention to withdraw from the agreement. He maintains Russia has violated the terms of the deal.
Russia has violated the agreement. They've been violating it for many years, and I don't know why President Obama didn't negotiate or pull out. And we're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement, so we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
The terms of the treaty prohibit both Russia and the United States from possessing, producing, or test flying ground-launched nuclear cruise missiles with a range of 500 to 5,500 kilometers. Russia has repeatedly denied allegations it has produced and tested such a missile. But Russian political scientist Dmitry Oreshkin says he believes new missiles are being produced, and it is what he calls a very Soviet thing to sign an agreement and then not to follow it.
We are slowly slipping back to the situation of Cold War, as it was at the end of the Soviet Union, with quite similar consequences. But now it could be worse, because Putin belongs to a generation that had no war under his belt. These people aren't as much fearful of a war as people of Brezhnev's epoch. They think if they threaten the West properly, it gets scared.
Russia's government has condemned the US plan to withdraw and has threatened to retaliate, while Germany was the first US ally to speak out and criticize the move. Mikhail Gorbachev says President Trump's decision represents a reversal of efforts to achieve nuclear disarmament.
I think the most comprehensive opinion about it, which I share totally, was expressed by President Vladimir Putin.
The Russian government has said abandoning the treaty would be a very dangerous step. In London, the Deputy Director General at the Royal United Services Institute, Malcolm Chalmers, says Russia has long considered the treaty restrictive.
The Russians, and the Russian military in particular, don't like this treaty. They see it as putting a restraint in the Russian army, which none of their neighbours have.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.